A lot of pelvic floor work.
Actually, yeah, there is. It's a great pelvic floor workout.
So it was interesting, and much like Shannon, it was a departure from what I'm normally used to. But it was something I was interested in, and I definitely wanted to try it. So I'm glad I was able to try it and then was able to interview the instructor who's...
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thank you for stopping by and checking out this week's Addicted to Fitness podcast. I think we have the official tally in. I mentioned last week that we are about to set a download record for this month, for the month of March. And I'm going to let Shannon announce what our current download totals are.
Well, drum roll, please. So we are probably looking at about 1,500 downloads for the month of March, which I feel like you should insert some applause here. Not for us, but for everybody listening.
Yes, it's because of you that we are hitting this milestone. And we know it's because you guys are sharing the podcast and also giving us ratings and reviews in iTunes. And if you haven't done so already, please do so.
Because we love it.
Yes, it's extremely helpful. And obviously, you guys are helping us spread the word, the good word of fitness around. All right, so we teased it last week, or we've been teasing it for the last couple of weeks. This week in a podcast is an interview podcast, but we want to kind of, you know, intro the interview, I guess, beforehand, because we had we got to speak with a very, I guess, multifaceted person who has a lot of different pots on the stove. Is that a good way of saying it? Irons in the fire?
Irons in the fire. I think I actually used the same, like...
Pots on the stove?
No, the irons in the fire. I think I said sticks in the fire.
I like mine more.
Pots on the stove. You can only have four.
Okay. Well, I don't know. You can have a big stove. Anyways, so we, as we mentioned, before we get into the interview, the one thing kind of... The way we got into this is because this person happens to be a pure bar instructor. And I thought, what better way to kind of get introduced to this person than to take her pure bar class?
And see, here I was hoping you were going to tease it like, guys, I did something a little different. I wore some fancy socks and I pointed my toes.
Well, I'm sure there's a large percentage of people have no idea what pure bar is.
So basically, there you go. He did that.
You
did
essentially
those
teased it for me. So yeah, this the pure bar is. I think I want you to describe it because even though I took it recently, you've done it several times in the past.
Yeah, I was actually a member. I still am a member of local studio. Actually, the studio you went to.
Mm-hmm.
Love them. And they're located in South Tampa, but there's loads of bar studios all over the place. Like, guaranteed, you can find one in your hood. But basically, it's based off of ballet, like, as far as the conditioning and exercises that those kinds of dancers would perform, because they are very much isometric.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And... You're only using, for the most part, you're using your body weight, but you're also focusing on very small, precise movements, and you're really focusing on muscle endurance. So even though you get strong, you get lean, the way that you're doing so is not by lifting weights. It's not by even doing, like, high impact. It's a relatively low impact, high intensity workout,
mm-hmm.
which is why I wanted to give it a try. I was actually introduced to bar by my friend Lindsay. Hey, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Who takes and teaches actually bar up in New Hampshire. And I tried one class when I was like in my peak condition, like when I was doing triathlons and races and things. And I got destroyed. I was like, what was that? And it's just such a challengingly different workout from, you know, that high impact, high intensity types of things that I'd done previously. And, you know, running and spinning and all these other things. So it's shocking when you try it at first, but I think you can attest it definitely – it definitely kind of hooks your interest and opens your eyes to a new sort of style.
Mm-hmm. And as you, I mean, the isometric itself is just a fancy word for kind of holding one position. And as Shannon mentioned, you know, you hold that one position or kind of just do small, really, really small movements, you know.
Like barely visible.
And a lot of it, I mean, there's a lot of terms like tilt. Was it tilt or it was like
tuck?
Yeah, you're tucking, I guess. Tucking, and which is funny to hear, you know, when you're the only guy in a class full of women. You're tucking your, you know, and you're, you
tuck
know,
your pelvic bone pelvic, under.
Pelvic, a lot of pelvic floor work.
Actually, yeah, there is. It's a great pelvic floor workout.
So it was interesting, and much like Shannon, it was a departure from what I'm normally used to, but it was something I was interested in, and I definitely wanted to try it, so I'm glad I was able to try it and then was able to interview the instructor, whose name we haven't said yet, so I will introduce her now, Elise Rosato-Devon. She was the Pure Bar instructor, but she's also a spin instructor. She is a, I don't know, former, past is not the right description because she was training to be a fitness competitor, but got injured, and now she has hopes to go back into fitness competing? Fitness competing.
Competing. Wow. Use that in a sentence.
Yeah, exactly. So fitness physique competition. So it's a little kind of similar to like bodybuilding competitions, but for her, it's more of her, you know, probably just not quite much adding as much mass, you know. So
more tone and yes. Like balance versus mm-hmm. Like I'm huge.
Yep. And she's also a sales coordinator for Juice Plus. And we get into all those subjects on this interview. I'm going to let you guys know now, we did this in a very nice local coffee shop. And we were set up perfectly in the back corner, away from any noise. And then all of a sudden, we had a very nice family with young children sitting next to us. And we had to move over to the loud side of the restaurant. So there's going to be a little bit of background noise. You guys might hear an espresso machine or two. But audio between Elise and I comes through pretty well. So there's a lot of information and content in there that I think you guys will enjoy.
Yeah, so give it a listen. And we'll be back after the interview to kind of close things up for you.
All right. So please enjoy this interview with Elise Rosato-Devon. Our guest today is a former fitness model and physique committee competitor, a spin instructor, a national sales coordinator for Juice Plus. It's my distinct pleasure to welcome Elise Rosato-Devon to the Addicted to Fitness podcast. Thanks for joining me today, Elise.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
I didn't mention it, but you're also a Pure Bar instructor, and you actually just led me through my first Pure Bar class.
I did, and you crushed it.
It was totally different from what I'm used to doing. You know, I have the martial arts background, but it was really a lot of isometric, but I mean, just really a lot of motion, or not motion, but a lot of controlling, contracting the core muscles, too.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's something that people don't realize when they come in to take their first Pure Bar class, is that it is so much core.
Mm-hmm.
That's the number one thing I hear from people after they come back from, you know, a class after 2-3 days later. They're like, oh my gosh, I couldn't cough. I couldn't laugh. I couldn't sit down on the toilet. I'm like, yeah, it'll do that.
Yeah.
You don't feel like you are necessarily working that hard because the movements are very small.
Uh-huh.
Like you mentioned, it's isometric. So you're contracting muscles and then kind of holding them in that point of contraction.
Right.
And so people don't, you know, you don't break a huge sweat like you would in a cardio class. You're not torching a huge amount of calories. But what you are doing is you're tearing down the muscle fibers and rebuilding them.
Right.
Creating long, lean muscles, which is why it's a very popular workout, mostly for women, but
right.
We do have the men that come in and do the classes too.
Yeah, I was going to comment about that. You know, I was the only guy in there today, so I was like, what do you think your breakdown is? Is it 90-10 women to men?
95,
okay.
Yeah, probably to 5.
Yeah.
We do have a class at Pure Bar Tampa called Bring on the Men.
Oh.
And it's a great date night idea, but it's usually $30 for a couple, and
yeah.
You can come in, and the women, you know, are regulars, so they've been doing the class 2 months, 4 months, a year, or more. And then the guys come in and they're like, oh, I have to see what this is about. Like what my wife or my girlfriend goes to do 4 or 5 times a week.
Right.
dance class, a lot of them call it. It's a very humbling experience for men. They come in and they're, you know, either CrossFit guys or gym guys, and they're used to lifting huge weights. Mm-hmm. They come in, they grab 3 or 5 pound weights during our warm-ups, and they are struggling to keep them up. Like, their face, you can visually see the distress on their face when they're like, I can't hold these 5 pound weights any longer.
Well, I mean, I can attest to it now. So I just got done my first class. A lot of the movements I was unfamiliar with. Some stuff, you know, I did some yoga, similar yoga poses and things like that, but it was a lot of, like you said, just holding poses and contracting abs you don't think about working when you're doing like normal kind of, I guess, gym exercises, weightlifting exercises. But I mean, it was difficult. I actually wore my calorie counter and it burned almost 400 calories.
That's about average. 300 to 500 is what we expect in the class.
It was about 60 minutes, right?
Correct. 55 minutes of work. Yep.
Okay. So, yeah. And the way Elise had it structured is that you were moving the whole time. I mean, there's no lulls. I mean, quick breaks in between. You have some equipment, you know, like bands and, like you said,
handles. Very, very minimal. We provide all the equipment that people need for classes. And it is something that, you know, it moves fast. So you think about doing a 55-minute workout, and that can be daunting, especially for somebody who's just getting into a fitness routine. But the great thing about Pure Bar is that we break it into sections. So we do, you know, our warm-up for about 13 to 15 minutes. Then we're working with thighs. We stretch it out. We work seat, stretch it out. Then we do a lot of intensive core to get through the end of class. But it keeps it moving. The energy is really motivating, fast-paced, high energy. So the hour flies by, and I think that's why a lot of women like it, because they can come in, they have fun doing the workout, and it shows results. You can see results in as little as 10 classes.
I agree, and I definitely am going to feel in it tomorrow, but it's interesting because, you know, it is fast-paced and it is a lot of movement, but then the exercises itself are kind of more slow or holding one pose, which is kind of a little bit, I wouldn't say it's complimentary, but it's different than what else you also do as a spin instructor.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's night and day different, but I do like the different elements of both. They each have their, you know, strong points or the reason why I do them. So Pure Bar is definitely lengthening, toning, stretching. You definitely gain flexibility through Pure Bar, as well as a toned look. With spin, I go in there to, you know, work out my day, work out any stress, high energy, high intensity cardio that's going to leave you with an endorphin high, that you know you're going to go in there, you're going to sweat, you're going to work hard, and you're going to leave like feeling like you can conquer the world.
Yeah, and I agree, because I'm a big fan of spin, and my wife's a big fan of spin, that's right, and apparently we're all fans of the Peloton cycle.
Yes, I have a Peloton bike and I love it.
And I think I saw something on your Instagram that you went up to. Did you go to New York and meet instructors?
I did. I went to the Peloton studio this past December and it was great. I mean, the energy, if you think it's insane while you're riding the bike at home, when you go in there, it's a totally different element. And all the instructors are very approachable.
Right.
You tell them you're a home rider and they're just so happy to have you there. Yeah. So I took Robin's class. I did the live DJ ride. And it was so much fun. I think it was a Friday night that I ended up doing it. But she's one of my role models. She's somebody that I definitely look up to. And I like to model my spin classes after hers in a way, in that I have the same energy and motivation to push people past their comfort zones and to just kind of take it to the next level.
Yeah, and with the Peloton classes, there's different variations of types of rides you can do. And then, like you said, you have a different kind of style. What's your style more geared towards?
Yeah, absolutely. I teach 50-minute rides.
Okay.
Most of the rides at Soho Cycling, which is where I teach over on Kennedy, most of those rides are 50 minutes. We have express classes that can be between 40 and 45, and then we have extended sessions that are 60 plus minutes. But I like the 50-minute mark because I feel like you can get a great workout in. You don't need to take a full hour, especially if you're working in the way that I work my classes, which is interval training.
Right.
So I really like to focus on getting that heart rate up, getting into a working zone, and then bringing it back down in a safe way just with enough time to recover.
Right.
And then we bring it back into that interval training. So it's very effective for burning fat, getting, you know, conditioning that heart. Obviously, we're in there to do cardio.
Right.
The big sell of cardio is heart strengthening. So high energy, interval training. We do some choreo, which means that we're out of the bike. We're doing jumps, like up at two, down the saddle, up at two, down in the saddle. Sometimes we just do really fast sprints, staying in the saddle. Sometimes we're out at three, doing a climb. So it just really depends on the ride, but I always put a mixture of everything in there. So you're going to get some climbs, you're going to get some sprints, and you're going to get a little bit of choreography in there just to keep it fresh and fun.
Right. Now, do you see any overlap? I mean, do you see a lot of overlap with clients that are bar clients and then spin clients?
Some, yeah. I definitely have girls that I know that will come to both my bar classes and my spin classes. And it's fun because you make it like a community thing, and you do see great results from diversifying your routine.
Right.
So I never recommend somebody to just do spin or somebody to just do pure bar because it's not all encompassing.
Yeah, you don't hit all the different muscle groups or different, you know, metabolic functions you can in one opposed to the other. So yeah, variety, especially as far as exercise, is kind of the key to being overall fitness.
Oh yeah, that's my jam. Like I love to throw things like in there, you know, to make my week a little bit different. I teach my spin classes on Thursdays and Fridays is when I teach at Soho, and then I do a couple of rides on my Peloton a week, maybe switch it up, do a Tabata style ride, do a heavy climb ride, then I do my pure bar classes a few times a week, and then I like to throw in like a boot camp or a reformer Pilates class or a yoga class. I love hot yoga over at Kotawari is where I go in Tampa. So it's great.
My the other host of the podcast, Shannon, my wife, she is in Bella Prana's yoga teacher training right now.
Oh, awesome. So that's a lot of work.
Yeah, we've been talking about it every last couple of weeks on the podcast about all her immersion weekends. So she like you said, a lot of work, but like she loves it because there's so many different type of disciplines that within yoga, kind of like the different disciplines, exercise modalities that we're talking about, that you can find something or variety of things that can hit different things and, you know, provide benefits for different aspects of your fitness. So this, I wanted to, we talked about the spin, the bar, but there's also what I mentioned in the intro for you is being a fitness competitor.
Yes.
And that's something that you've done in the past and you're hoping to do in the future. What was your experience with that? So I think you mentioned, we talked before, it was some pros and some cons too.
Definitely. That is a whole nother ball game. So there's just doing fitness to stay healthy, and then there's doing fitness to try to achieve a certain look or to be a certain way. And I will say that going into it, and I'm a very strong personality, I was like, oh, I can do anything. This is going to be fine. I can put my mind to it. I'll get through it. It'll be easy peasy. Not what I experienced. So before I got into doing the training, I didn't do a lot of weight training. I mostly did my bar and my spin. So I wasn't in the gym lifting heavy weights or trying to push that envelope, so to speak. So when I got into this style of training, there were a couple of things I loved about it initially. The first thing being that when you start building muscle, your body is going to definitely function at an optimum level, and that you can consume more calories, it's going to burn through them. I mean, I loved that part. Now, they had to be tracked calories in terms of the macronutrients that I was getting, and macronutrients is a breakdown of protein, fat, and carbohydrate. But that was great. You know, I started to feel stronger, and I started to see that my body was using food as fuel. What I've experienced this past December at the beginning of the month, I was squatting just too heavy for my body at the time. I was already training 6 days a week, which is what it takes if you want to do this physique building. You need to work at least 6 days a week. They weren't super long workouts, 30 minutes to an hour.
Right.
But on top of everything else that I was doing, it got a little tiring. And I hurt my back, like felt a tweak, thought it was fine, came to the gym the next day, decided to do some hamstring work, some more glute work, and then the next day I couldn't even sit down in my car. Yeah, it was definitely not what I was expecting, because I was planning to actually compete this spring or summer in an NPC competition. But December came around and that happened, and I was seeing a chiropractor, I was seeing an acupuncturist, I was trying to stretch out, I was resting, and really it was just something that needed time. to get over. So I was obviously discouraged. Like, when you have a goal in mind and you're like, I'm going to compete in March or I'm going to compete in April and it doesn't happen, it's very discouraging. You know, you're like, man, I feel so down. Like, you beat yourself up a little bit. But then, you know, I pulled myself out of it, and it's a temporary setback. Just as anything in life. Like, if you're working out and you're doing great for 3 months and then you have a month and life happens and you can't get into the gym and you eat things that you shouldn't be eating and you feel like you've erased all of your hard work, you didn't. I mean, it's a temporary setback. Your body has muscle memory. When I get back into the gym and I start getting back into my routine, my body's going to remember what I did. So it's not going to take as long to put it back on. But you have to realize that you're not going to go back into the gym and be as strong. Right. You're not going to be able to pick up right where you left off, and that's okay. You know, it's about the journey. You want to go in there and you want to just give it 100% for where you are in the moment. Just as I tell my Pure Barre clients and my spin instructors, be better than you were yesterday. You're not trying to perform to your end goal.
Right.
Because then things are going to happen, like getting injured, mm-hmm. which is what I experienced. So you just really want to focus on where you are today and where you want to be tomorrow and try to just work to that level and give it your all. So I have hopes in the future to get back into it and down the road, maybe, you know, in fall before season ends, getting into a competition. But I'm taking it slow. I'm getting back into the gym and starting to get back into that heavyweight training.
Do you think you're going to, obviously, since you're instructor in both barre and spin, are you going to change your approach once you go back into there for your training? Since, you know, obviously last time you had some, or maybe you're just going to change your mindset to realize I need to go maybe a little bit slower.
I think it's a mindset thing. I was just trying, like I said, I didn't do a ton of weight training, so I went from 0 to 60 in about 3 months.
Okay.
And I'm a type A personality, so I'm going to push myself to the limit, mm-hmm. even if it hurts.
Yeah.
And I'm not very good about differentiating, like, pain as in this is a good pain, it's just something you need to get through, and injury pain.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that I need to work on, obviously. None of us are perfect. Mm-hmm. So that is definitely something I've identified as me needing to work on moving forward. And it might just take me longer. I might need to take a whole year of not competing, of not stepping on stage, and just to slowly put on muscle, because that's the best way that my body will respond.
Yeah.
And being a vegetarian, which I am.
Yeah, that was good. I'm glad you brought that up.
It's a challenge from the macro perspective. So certain points, it's definitely a trial and error game getting your right levels of protein, fat, and carbohydrate, and every body is different. Every body is going to react different, so you don't know unless you try. But it was definitely difficult for me because a lot of my protein sources also encompass carbohydrate.
Yeah.
So I felt like I was cutting out a lot of food groups, such as raw fruits and vegetables, out of my diet because I was trying to achieve a certain look and be a certain way. And so you have to realize that when you see, especially physique competitors, like, to get to that point on stage, they don't look like that all the time. Like, you might follow people on Instagram and social media, and that's the pictures that they post, because they look awesome. If I looked that good, I would be doing like a photo shoot a day, you know, to get pictures and to keep those in my arsenal for posting on social media. But that's like a 2 week thing. You don't look that lean, you don't look that cut, because you can't maintain that and be healthy. You're working at a certain level of dehydration. You're working with restricted calories and restricted macronutrients so that you're not getting a healthy balance. So it's just being realistic, because there's a lot out there that's put through a filter before you see it.
Of course. Yeah, and we were talking about this before, is kind of the same parallels in combat sports where you have to make weight for a competition. And you guys have, well, do you guys have a specific weight you have to make, or are you just, you're trying to get your body fat as low as possible?
It's more of an aesthetic thing.
Okay.
So everybody's bodies naturally carry weight in different areas. So for me personally, I really needed to focus on building my glutes. It's all a proportion thing. You need certain proportions of your waist, of your glutes, of your thighs. And so depending on where you are naturally with your own body form, then that's kind of where you need to focus on doing certain exercises, feeding your body in a certain way. But, you know, stage weight is different for everybody.
Right.
Depends on how tall you are. They do break it into different height classes.
Oh, okay.
So you have like class A, class B, class C.
Mm-hmm.
So they break it up that way so that you're not a 5 foot woman competing with a 6 foot woman.
Yeah.
That would be a little unfair. And your bodies are going to look different just because of the way that the muscle is
distributed. Yeah, the symmetry is different for different body types.
Right.
That's
right.
It's interesting because we were just talking about body types, my wife and I, like recently, about the different body types and how, you know, there might be a reason why you look a certain way and you can't look like somebody you see on Instagram or something just because of your body type and things right. like that. So it's an interesting concept. And I think in any type of competitive field, whether it be physique competition or combat sports, it's that you try to strive to be the best, and you could make some sacrifices that may not be as healthy as what you, because you pride yourself on being healthy, but then you're also making not so healthy choices.
Yeah, there's definitely two sides to the coin,
right.
And you have to take everything with a grain of salt, yeah. But mentally, like, you know, when I hit that injury and I was already really dialed into my macros, just mentally, I didn't feel like I was in a healthy place.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took a step back,
right.
You know, and that's okay to do that. Just take a step back and realize that you're not yet ready for a certain thing.
Mm-hmm.
But now you know what to do differently next time. So
right.
I always take every failure as a learning experience, because ultimately that's what it was. It was a
right.
failure, but you're not going to succeed unless you fail.
Yes, that's correct. That's true.
So,
that's how you learn the best,
yeah.
through failing.
Absolutely. That's how I learn. I'm
exactly.
definitely a learn through failure type
yes.
of person. So I think that it was a great experience for me to have
mm-hmm.
and to go through, and now I know how to tweak it and how to be better moving forward.
Well, that's awesome. And I was interesting. I'm glad you brought the vegetarian thing up, because since you have to really focus on protein, and your protein sources, like you said, are most sometimes are usually carbs, do you use any type of meal replacement, any type of protein supplements to get the protein?
I was using, there's a couple of great plant-based protein powders out there,
mm-hmm.
And that's what I would use, because one scoop, for example, the Vega Performance Sport Protein
right.
has 30 grams of protein per one scoop. It only has about 6 carbs, and it doesn't have any fat.
Okay.
So I would mix that with almond milk. If I needed something else, if I needed fat, I'd throw a scoop of almond butter in there or some nuts,
right.
Blend that up, and I'd have to do at least one shake a day of that Vega Performance
yeah.
Sport. There's also great other ones, like Sun Warrior Protein's out there. It's really great. A lot of plant-based ones. I just like to make sure that it's clean,
mm-hmm.
especially with protein. I know whey is very popular
right.
for a lot of athletes. I personally do not respond well to whey. It's a derivative of dairy.
Right.
Not a lot of people know that.
Yep.
And so dairy for me is very inflammatory. And when I ingest whey, I don't feel good.
Right.
I get bloated.
Yep.
And people are like, oh, but it's so high. Like, for one scoop of protein, I get 50 grams.
Right.
It's not all usable, though.
Yes.
And people have
yeah.
to realize that the quality of food you get sometimes varies depending on, like, the quantity.
Yep.
So, like, 30 grams of plant-based protein that my body can break down and use is going to be way better than 60 grams of whey protein that my body's not going to know how to
right.
break
yeah.
down.
And what I've learned is that if you have too much protein and your body doesn't use it, it converts it to sugar.
Yeah.
It might be counterproductive than what you're trying to gain, what your goals are trying to achieve.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you need enough protein, obviously, to fuel your muscles. And whole food is always the best
right.
source for anything. Like, I know there's a huge supplemental market out there, and there's a lot of crap in the supplemental market
yep.
and it's not regulated by the government,
mm-hmm.
and so basically you can put anything into a product and say it does something and,
right.
and pass it off, as long as you say it's not regulated by the FDA.
Right.
So I've done a lot of research on supplements, and like I said, my first go-to is always whole food.
Yep.
So if I needed a quick shot of protein, I'd make egg whites. No carb, no fat,
mm-hmm.
nothing but protein.
Yep.
I'd even put, because they're pasteurized, I'd put egg whites into my shakes and blend them up. It makes
yep.
it, like, really thick and creamy, almost
yeah.
like a milkshake.
Yeah.
Can't taste it, and it's a great source of protein. But
yeah.
I would rather do that than to eat 4 protein bars.
Right.
Because there's fillers in there. There's stuff in there to make them a bar or to make them a certain consistency.
Sure.
And that's the stuff that your body doesn't like and that your body's trying to get rid of.
Yeah, and then usually, too, like they say, 1 gram of carb and it's full of sucralose or some kind of artificial sweetener, the people to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the more they're finding out that artificial sweeteners are having, you know, your body treats them almost just like sugar.
Yeah.
So you're with insulin response and everything. But I know there is a supplement I want to talk to you about that you talked to me about, is the Juice Plus kind of, I guess that's what the whole food capsule. I don't know
yeah.
if that's the right way to describe it.
Yeah, Juice Plus. So I discovered this product about 5 years ago. And like I just said, it's whole food nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
So what they essentially took is the juicing concept. This company's been around for over 25 years. They took the juicing concept because they looked back and they're like, what is a problem back in, you know, the 80s and 90s? What's a problem that we're having as a society? And they looked at it, and it's not that we're malnourished, but we have a vitamin deficiency. So obviously, you know, pharmaceutical companies saw that opportunity and they're like, well, we're going to create a multivitamin. And they're synthetic vitamins that are put into a capsule, and people are going to take it every day, and we're not going to have vitamin deficiency anymore. Except the problem with that was that our bodies don't recognize synthetic. We're biological organisms. Fruits and vegetables are biological organisms. You eat an apple, and your body's going to recognize the apple because it's full of all these amino acids and these protein chains, and your body can break that down and realize what it is. With synthetic vitamins, they're deriving the vitamin C and the vitamin A, like, would be in an apple, but that's all that there is. There's not the protein chains and the amino acids that your body recognizes. So 90% of a multivitamin is going to be expelled in your urine.
Yep.
So whenever I hear people taking a multivitamin, Centrum, one a day, it's a waste of money in my opinion. I'm like, you're better off just trying to get more whole food nutrition into your diet every single day. And so Juice Plus saw that. They recognized that there was a void in the market and that there was an attempt to solve the problem, but there wasn't an actual solution. So what, they're a private company. They're actually out of Tennessee. And they took a proprietary method of juicing produce within 24 hours of it being vine ripened. And that's something else that we need to address. In our grocery stores, wherever you are in Florida, we have Publix. So you go to Publix and you buy apples. Well, those apples didn't come directly off the tree. There's a distribution chain. So they're going from a farm to a truck or a boat or a train. Then they're going to a bigger distribution center where they're going out on trucks to the individual stores. Then you're going to the store and you're buying it. Then it's sitting on your counter for 3-4 days before you eat it. And that entire time that that apple is off that tree, it's losing nutritional value and content. With the way that we're farming now, with the way that soil has been depleted of nutrients with genetic modification, we would have to eat 3 apples today to equal the nutritional equivalent of 1 apple back in our grandparents' era.
Right.
So back like pre-war or post-World War I. And so that's a problem. And Juice Plus saw that. So they work with private farmers across our country. It is a worldwide product. So if you're in the UK, they're working with farmers in the UK. If you're in America, they're working with farmers in America, Mexico, and Central America. They keep it really close. And they wait until the produce is vine ripened. It then goes into the juicing process within 24 hours. And if that is not possible, they flash freeze it. Because freezing a fruit or a vegetable will help hold in that nutrition. So they juice it at very low temperatures because anytime you cook a fruit or a vegetable, also taking out the nutrients. So people, you know, love to eat steamed broccoli or cooked broccoli, or, you know, vegetables aren't very good in the raw most of the time, so people tend to cook them. Better than getting nothing, but not as good as eating it raw. So, very low temperature dehydration process. They extract all of the macronutrients. So, you're taking out your water, your sugar, your salt, and you're left with a very fine powder that contains all of the micronutrients. Micronutrients being your vitamins, your minerals, all of the important things that are found in fruits and vegetables. They then take that powder and they put it into a capsule or a chewable form. The chewables are vegan, the capsules are vegetarian. Which I love. I take the chewables and the capsules. Capsules have probiotics in them, so that's the added element that you can't get in a chewable because the probiotics will not survive in a chewable form. But you take Juice Plus every day as a way to bridge the gap between the fruits and vegetables that you do eat and what you should be eating every single day. You need to get at least 7 to 13 servings of raw fruits and vegetables in your diet every single day.
Wow.
The government changed it. It used to be that food pyramid. I'm sure you remember the food pyramid. It's now called My Plate. So every time you sit down to have a meal, half of your plate should be raw fruits and vegetables. So think about what you had for breakfast. Think about what you have planned for lunch. Is half of your meal raw fruits and vegetables? If not, you're not getting enough. And the importance of having all of the fruit and vegetable nutrients is antioxidants. So really easy way to explain oxidative stress. If you take an apple and you cut it in half and you leave it on the counter, eventually it turns brown. So it's rusting. It's going through an oxidation process, which is the same thing that happens to our cells in our body, which is why we age. So you take that apple, you cut it open, and you squeeze lemon juice over one half of the apple and not the other half. The half with the lemon juice
stays clean. It doesn't get brown.
It doesn't get brown, or it takes a lot longer for it to get brown, and that's because lemons contain antioxidants, just like a lot of fruits and vegetables. So when you take Juice Plus, it's like squeezing lemon juice all over your cells. You're protecting it against, you know, oxygen rusting your cells or turning into what we call free radicals, which research has shown can lead to certain types of cancers. Yep. So 75% of disease is preventable, and that is what Juice Plus is trying to educate people on, is that if you put good food and good fuel into your body, that you can prevent disease. Even if your family is predisposed to something like heart attacks or cancer, you have the ability to turn those bad genes on and off through a healthy diet, proper nutrition, and exercise.
Right. And we were just talking about like inflammation diet a couple of weeks ago, about how certain foods cause more inflammation and cause that free radicals to be more, you know, present in your system, and how there's the antioxidants, you know, the anti-inflammatory foods. So it's people, I think, I don't know, I wouldn't say they take it for granted, but I think they take their diet somewhat for granted. They think that just eating anything that comes from the store is gonna, you know, sustain them. But it's, you know, it's doing a lot more harm than good, certain products, I should say.
Yeah, absolutely. I like to think of our body as a car. So say you have a car and you never ever get the oil changed. So, yeah, you put gasoline in it. It's going to run. It'll run for a while.
Yep.
Eventually, though, if you never change that oil, what's going to happen?
Yeah, it's going to break down.
It is going to break down on the side of the road. You're going to be calling AAA or somebody. That's what I do. I call AAA. Mm-hmm. I never fix anything on my car by myself. But with having good nutrition, proper diet, what you put into your body, think of it as changing out the oil. That's what Juice Plus does. Juice Plus gets in there and it gets rid of all of the crap. It detoxes your body. It makes your healthy cells healthier. It makes them, you know, your immune system boosted, increased. I haven't been sick in like 5 years because I've been taking Juice Plus.
How long have you been taking it?
5 years.
You've been taking it for 5 years.
Been taking this product for 5 years, and I have not been on an antibiotic due to illness since I've been taking this product.
Yeah, that's something I've noticed too. Once I haven't been taking Juice Plus, but you know, I try to focus a lot on nutrition. People who listen to this kind of understand that, but it's like you said, I haven't been sick in a long time, and I think it's a direct correlation to what I put into my body,
right?
You know, and what got you turned on to this? Is this something you researched ahead in advance, or did you somebody come to you and present it to you?
I actually found out about it through Pure Bar.
Oh, okay.
So we were at the studio, and somebody came in to just do an educational presentation on it, and I went in so skeptical. I went in because, like I said, I do not trust the supplemental market. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not going to buy what this person is selling. I don't, you know, believe in taking supplements. I believe in whole food. So I sit down, and of course, the first thing that really resonated with me when I was listening to this presentation was the fact that Juice Plus was whole food, and it wasn't synthetically made, and they showed you what's in it, and it's heavily researched, and that's not something that is required of the supplemental market in this country, but Juice Plus has peer-reviewed, double-blind research. There are thousands of doctors who put their names behind this product. Research centers, cancer research centers all over the world, Italy, the UK, America, accredited universities too that you would recognize, Berkeley, Yale.
Right.
So the science is there, and that was something that was really important to me. It's like, it's not just somebody saying that this is what it's doing.
Right.
There's actual science behind this product, and they don't pay to have these research studies done. The Juice Plus company doesn't. They're done by people who are genuinely interested in seeing the antioxidants.
Third party.
Exactly. How it relates to preventable disease.
Right.
I mean, I know as a country, as a people, we're working really hard to find cures for cancer.
Right.
And so looking at more of a holistic approach, I think is definitely the way that things are going.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely other countries use more of a holistic approach to wellness more so than America.
Yes.
I think we're going in that direction, but I think that we have a ways to go.
Yeah.
We have a crazy market when it comes to pharmaceuticals and healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of money goes into that, so they want to keep that money coming in my opinion. Like I said, though, I don't go to a doctor unless I absolutely have to, just for a wellness visit.
Right.
I don't go because I'm sick. And I haven't been on prescription medications in years.
Yeah.
So that to me is a testament to what whole food and proper nutrition can do.
I agree. Yeah, I'm convinced. And I'm going to be interested. I think I'm going to try this product because I don't take a lot of supplements. I take probiotics daily, and that's probably my main one. Some digestive enzymes, but I think I definitely want to add some of this because I had a friend who actually asked me about this interview because I knew we were going to talk about Juice Plus. She started taking it, and she wants to know. She's kind of like you. She was skeptical, even though she uses it and she's noticed difference. She was like, "Is it just confirmation bias? Is it me just telling my mind saying that it works?"
Oh, I know. I was skeptical too, but it's like getting through one cold and flu season without being sick. I'm like, okay, this is coincidence. Mm-hmm. Getting through 2, 3, 4, 5, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years without having a cold or a flu. Yeah. I'm like, okay, this is Juice Plus. Mm-hmm.
And there's an interesting thing I think you mentioned when we talked way back when we first met about the providing it for kids.
Yes, we have a great program. If any adult wants to get started on Juice Plus, you can sponsor a child for free on the product. And that is, it just speaks to the heart that the company has behind it. They're trying to turn back the unhealthy demic of kids in America. They want to fight childhood obesity. The fact that children as like young as the age of 5 or 6 can be on cholesterol lowering statin drugs is beyond me.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason why a kid in elementary school should be on any prescription medications.
Right.
There's something else, a bigger problem that you need to address, whether it's nutrition or, something that needs to change. Lifestyle-wise, I don't think prescription drugs should be the first answer. And that's my personal opinion. Everybody has different opinions.
Right.
But Juice Plus is great in that a child can get the product for free for up to 4 years with the company.
Nice. That's awesome. That's an awesome aspect.
And they have great research on that, too, if anybody is curious. The Juice Plus website has all of the research studies on there, as well as the findings in the Children's Health Study Program.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely link all that stuff on the show notes because we write a little bit more description every week for our show, too, and on top of having the audio produced. So I think we went over a lot of stuff. I'm really glad you were able to join me today. And hopefully, whenever you start your new, I'm sure you're having another, when you get back into your fitness competitive, I'd love to talk to you then to let me know how it's going.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'd love to check back in. I really appreciate you having me. If anybody who listens to this is in the Tampa area, I'd love to see you in any of my group fitness classes. So I'll give Nick the links to those you can link that up.
Yes, we will definitely put that on the show notes too. If you're in Tampa Bay, you definitely want to check out Elise's classes. So. All right, thanks again, Elise, for joining me.
Yeah, no problem. Everybody have a great day. I enjoyed being here.
So I hope you enjoyed that interview with Elise. Like we mentioned, she's very multifaceted and multi-talented. I was going to say multi-talented and then went faceted. Sorry. But there was a lot of data in there that we threw out at you guys. But the one thing, especially towards the end, what we started talking about was the Juice Plus.
Yeah, and it's interesting how she's had a really, pretty cool fitness journey.
Yes.
Throughout everything. It's what's led her to kind of that next step and next interest. Super interesting that she was a Peloton fan, and she actually got to train at Peloton Studios, which I'm sort of ridiculously jealous about.
Yeah, I know.
I just want to visit. Never mind train there.
That's something you were saying. I'm sure you could get it. I don't know what it costs to take a spin class at the Peloton Center.
Well, you just have to go to New York.
There you go.
So
there we go. We're booking our tickets.
Done.
Next on the road podcast.
Rider Home Invasion. Here I come.
All right. So that obviously, like we said, the Peloton cycle, the spin instructing, the bar instructor, the fitness competitor, and also the sales coordinator for Juice Plus.
It all led to Juice Plus.
Yes, which is really interesting because we've already talked about it a couple times of how our friend Katie Carlton asked us about what we thought about Juice Plus.
Yeah, she actually asked us about it around Christmas or New Year's time frame. And both Nick and I had heard about it before, and she's the one that actually asked specifically for a podcast talking about Juice Plus. So this one really is for you.
Yes, and it kind of was all came together almost, I'm going to try a word, really long, complicated word, serendipitously.
I don't know if that was right, but we're just
serendipitously.
We're just gonna roll with it.
Serendipitously.
Roll with it, dude. Sorry. Don't dwell.
But yeah, it all came together very coincidental. I should say that one's easier for me. That Elise had so much information about Juice Plus that I I'm very interested in this supplement now.
Yeah.
You know, obviously it's, there is a couple different packages, but, you know, all their, really they're kind of their multivitamins, quote unquote, so kind of three different types like she described. But, you know, the, what she brought up about, you know, the lack of nutrients that are in even whole vegetables and fruits and vegetables now is, you know, is somewhat true with the way we farm nowadays.
Sad, but true.
So
and let's be honest, we don't have the variety of produce in our diets that we should. So,
right. Yeah. A lot of people lack variety and imagination when it comes to going to the grocery store, I think. And it's getting all those nutrients, finding a source of all the nutrients that are contained in the wide array of fruits and vegetables that there are is super important. And I think the Juice Plus, you know, if I'm going to do some follow up research and hopefully maybe test it on myself eventually, because I think it's an important, you know, aspect. It could be an important supplement for people to have, lead a healthier life.
Yeah.
And I really like the aspect that they offer, you know, free vitamins to children. You know, basically, you know, if you get a package, you're able to sponsor a child, kind of like for them to get free vitamins. So I know we talked to Katie about it recently. She's actually been a little bit more active with her Juice Plus account. So I'm super happy to hear about that. It sounds like she's getting great results. And what we heard from Elise is really sounds like a product that kind of, you know, at least a supplement that maybe actually provides the benefits it advertises.
Yeah, and I actually took Juice Plus as a supplement when I was vegan back in the day, and it was one of the few that I got green-lighted by my health professional because it was so holistic. It didn't just break out the tiny nutrients. It really did try to focus on the whole fruit and vegetable and get all of the accompanying minerals and good stuff that is why you want to have a whole food versus a supplement that is just one item. Your body is meant to really digest them together, and it uses them more effectively when you do digest them all together and consume them together. So their system is based on some, I think, really basic facts and some really basic kind of truths, but their products are definitely interesting. So if you are someone that uses Juice Plus and you've had some great results or not, let us know. Because as Nick said, we'll probably be trying it at some point in the future, kind of more as like a full plan versus just one or two items. But we definitely want to hear anybody else's feedback out there. And it's great to know that we have someone like Elise that is very well versed and is such a strong supporter and believer of what she is selling and sharing with people.
Right. Yeah. She went through like the process essentially already of testing it out on herself before she starts, you know, distributing it to other people. So that's kind of the route. I'm looking to try it out first, and then hopefully I'll let you guys, well, not hopefully, I'll definitely let you guys know about the results and how, what we really think about it.
Yeah, down the road.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Expect to hear more.
Yes, because we're going to keep these podcasts coming to you every week, especially since we know you guys are listening so much.
You know, now that we actually have people listening.
Yeah, goodness
gracious.
So much
more exciting.
Uh-huh. So we're going to keep all the podcasts coming. So if you ever have any feedback, any podcast topics you'd like us to go into, I think we're actually going to go there next week episode. We already got the subject from one of your friends. So we're going to be
one of our listeners.
Exactly. One of our listeners. I shouldn't say one of our listeners, not just our friend. But we're going to be investigating that health related topic. So if you guys have a health related topic, please send it our way. All the contact info is going to be on the outro.
Yep. And you can also check out the show notes. We'll have a quick little recap there and any other useful links. If you're interested in checking out a pure bar or a bar class, and then also we will link to some Juice Plus information for y'all.
Yes, we'll put all of Elise's contact info in the show notes at elementaltampa.com. So if you live in Tampa and you want to check out one of her classes, you can do it so by going to the show notes.
Did you keep your special socks, by the way?
No, I gave those back to her. She was the lucky recipient.
I have some sparkly ones for you.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'll put one toe in it and see how it fits. All right. I think that's it. You got anything else for them?
I got nothing.
All right. This has been another episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We'll check you next time.
See you later.
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks. All right, here we go. 5, 4, 3.
My right butt cheek is asleep.
And welcome back.